Hey, Twisted listeners, I'm Cindy.
And I'm Diva.
And we are Twisted Listers, a weekly podcast about murder.
And lists.
Each week, we choose a new topic and we cover 10 cases all under that common theme.
We've done incredible fun topics like family annihilators.
Cannibals.
Killer grandmas.
And we've also done survivor stories for those of you that like a more uplifting tale. So if this sounds like your kind of party, join us every Monday wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So yeah, we hope you tune in and we hope that you stay
off
our lists. Bye.
Podmoth.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Icon Legend, zero Grammy Award nominee, your host, Eddie. And welcome back to my crunchy podcast. How is everybody doing? It's been a while since I've uploaded a show here. You know, if you're a podcaster or you're a content creator of any kind, I mean, honestly, if you're a human being that does things repeatedly back to back consistently, I guess it's just one of those things, like, you know, like when you kind of get burnt out from doing something and it's just that feeling of like, okay, let me take a break. Well, I took a break. But we're back, and we're going to try and be better than ever. Our show, I feel like the whole point of this show sometimes is not to be better than the last episode. Well, is it? I don't know. I just feel like this show is a good excuse to come and just, you know, fuck around. So, I hope, you know, you guys like the show, and I hope you guys are giving it, you know, good reviews, and you guys are following us on Spotify and giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts as well. But if you're not, maybe this will be the show. Maybe this is the one that changes. Oh, shit. What did I do? Maybe this is the one that changes your mind. I hope everybody's doing great. As of today, Taylor Swift has won her 3rd Album of the Year award at the Grammys. Something about Beyonce tying somebody else for most Grammys. Dua Lipa won a Grammy, deservingly, I think so. And The Weeknd is somewhere still at the Super Bowl trying to figure out how to get out of that stadium. But, yeah, The Weeknd is pretty much protesting the Grammys for what I heard. I mean, I agree with the whole, like, you know, yeah, The Weeknd kind of got fucked over a little by the Grammys. But, I mean, is that kind of, like, our fault for, you know, putting these, like, giving these award shows too much importance? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are the Grammys, you know, better than the VMAs? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do we put so much importance on getting these awards, you know? And like, and why do these awards mean really anything in your career? I don't know. I mean, it's cool as an idea to, like, you know, get gratified or rewarded for the work that you do, but I mean, I feel like the real reward is people listening to your shit. You know what I'm saying? The real reward is that check that you get in the mail every month because we're blasting your music in the morning going to corporate America to our jobs. So I feel like that's the real reward. I mean, am I alone on that? I don't know. Maybe it's just me being poor, you know, and, you know, making everything about money. But, I mean, speaking of money, though, that second stimmy is about to come out anytime soon. And I'm sure by the time I post this, a lot of y'all are going to have your STEMIs. Hopefully, if you international, then you probably got better assistance by your government than we did in America. But if that's the case, this part isn't about you right now. But for all of us here living in America, unfortunately, our third STEMI in 1 year is coming up. And there's something weird about, like, so lately it's been a year since the pandemic started, and people started calling it like the 1 year anniversary of the pandemic. And there's just something weird about referring to the pandemic as an anniversary. I feel like an anniversary is like, you know, your wedding, it's a milestone, you know, something to be happy about. There is nothing about the fact that I had to stop shaking my ass at the club a year ago. There's nothing fun or funny or great or celebratory about that. And in general, I just think the fact, because, you know, over 500,000 people are dead, it's just weird saying it's the anniversary of a pandemic. I think let's just say, okay, it's been a year since the pandemic started. Let's not start calling it an anniversary, okay? But at least on the 1 year anniversary, we're getting our third STEMI that we had to talk so much shit and pressure our government about. So, if you're international, again, send help. Send a lot of help. I mean, let's get right. I mean, one person that is not going to be receiving nor is affected by the pandemic, I think, is Northwest. Northwest was actually in the news recently. And I'm going to go ahead and call this segment North Van Gogh Kardashian West, because let me go ahead and put my coffee down. So, Kim posted a picture of her daughter, Northwest, a picture that she painted, and immediately the internet, okay, and tried to call her out, claiming there's no way a 7-year-old painted that, myself included. So, we wanted answers, right? However, Kim came and posted on her IG story this kind of a rant that's actually kind of respectable, low-key. And honestly, after that, I kind of believe that Northwest did paint the picture for a couple of reasons. If this was not an original Northwest piece, somebody would have came forward and said they stole their work. Like, this could have, like, however, I mean, this could have been done by someone close to them and got paid good money to keep quiet. Therefore, I guess, you know, only time will tell, right? So, my other point of view on this is that maybe we're just a bunch of talentless idiots, you know? Like, why is it so hard for us to wrap our heads around this just because she's 7? Is that a little ageist, almost, of us? You know, like, low-key in my head, the Kardashian kids are always 3 years old. I don't know why my brain doesn't process them aging. Mason Disick, Kourtney's oldest son, is 11. I remember when he was just born. Holy shit. Like, not me actually keeping up with the Kardashians. What the fuck? But anyways, though, like, the final point on this, I guess, is North is rich. With all that privilege, why wouldn't her parents start tapping into her interests and talents? You know, most people can't do that for lack of, you know, resources or money or both. You know, it's just crazy that we're so poor that being normal seems rich. That's wild. With that being said, Joe Biden, run me my STEMI. Also, I heard that something about Wells Fargo and Chase not giving us the if you bank with them, they're not going to direct deposit it to like the 11th or the 17th or some shit like that. And why? Or the 17th, because technically as of right now, it's the 14th. So don't understand how like these multi-billion dollar companies, like, they don't act like a multi-billion dollar company when we need them to. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, with the overdraft fees, they're, like, on it. They do not skip a beat. Bitch, if it's if it's 12:01 at midnight and you did not pay your bill, or, you know what I'm saying, or you didn't pay that overdraft fee on time, like, they don't skip a beat when it comes to their money. But when it comes to our money, like, they want to pretend like they lost the fucking, you know, log into the computer or something, you know? Like, they want to pretend that, you know, everyone, like, that they're understaffed over there at Chase, at Chase.com, you know? I don't know. And also, why was this stimmy, or why is this stimmy a direct deposit and the last one was a check? Like, for me, I mean, I don't know if maybe, I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe it's just my case, but my first stimmy was direct deposited. I remember I was on my phone and I got a notification on a fucking Thursday or Wednesday or whatever it was, and so about a direct deposit over $1,000. I got a notification and it was payday that same week, and I'm like, wait, did I just get paid early? But no, it was the stimmy. So that one was a direct deposit. And then the second one was a fucking card, like a, you know, those prepaid cards, what are they called? Like cash cards. And that was a fucking pain in the ass. I lost like $20 by doing that. Now this one is supposed to be direct deposited. So why are the rules being fucked with here? I don't know. I don't know, guys. I feel like a lot of this stimmy fucking thing is, it's a pain in the fucking ass, bro. But anyways, here in Arizona, depending on where you're listening to this, if you're not familiar with Arizona, it is hot 95% of the time in Arizona. And even our winters are like Alaska summers. Do you know what I'm saying? It's that kind of like very hot in Arizona. And I've been living here literally all my life, I've been living here for the last 22 years of my life. I'm 27. And I'm still not used to the summers. But I think that's just me being inconsistent. But because there's some years that I'm like cool with it, there's other years that I'm not cool with it. This year, I don't think I'm ready for it. You know, as much as I'm kind of like over the winter, I'm also not ready for summer. Like, I'm ready for, I think, kind of what we have, or what we're going into right now, I guess, with spring. Like, you know, yeah, I'm looking forward to spring, but I'm not looking forward for the summer. What I'm trying to say is that I can't decide if I want to go up north here in Arizona to the snow. Okay, my point was that it's very hot in Arizona. However, we still get snow. We get snow up in like the northern parts of Arizona, and every now and then, you know, depending on how fucked up we, how much we fucked up the weather that year, we'll get some hail in Phoenix. You know, I don't know how true this is, but apparently it snowed a couple months ago, like a month or two ago. I thought it was hail. Apparently, it's snow. And I don't keep up with the weather anymore because it's wild. But basically, I can't decide if I want to go up to the snow in Arizona. Okay. And the reason I say that, like, the main reason is I'm hesitating is because right now, everyone is going. And coming back down, the traffic is terrible. Capital. Terrible. There's two lanes and you're sitting in bumper to bumper traffic, and that's just not worth it to me. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to this podcast, you know how I feel and my personal experience with road rage. I kind of just want to go to see it, you know, feel out the vibe, have some pizza and a Marcos, tire myself out like a baby and take a nap, honestly. Like, that's like that's the main vibe. And I don't even want to go with anybody. That's the thing, you know? Like, maybe this is a sign that I had the chance. Like, if I had the chance to go live in Flagstaff, I'd leave Phoenix again ASAP. Like, I used to live in Sedona, which is like a 30, 40 minutes away from Flagstaff up north. And I would leave ASAP again. Like, last night, I actually, I took some edibles, and I was just thinking, like, I was peeking, and I was thinking, like, man, like, I'm just, like, I wish I had the opportunity to just go live somewhere else for a little bit, you know? And by for a little bit, I mean for a while. Like, I want to go live, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I want to go live, you know, somewhere like Florida, or I never thought I'd say this, but maybe LA, you know. I think the main thing is I just want to get the fuck out of Phoenix, you know. I don't know. I just feel like there's nothing really else. There's nothing for me here at the moment, you know. Like, I don't really, I don't know. I guess I'm just ready to dip for a little bit. I don't know. But anyways, back to my dilemma. I think that I'm maybe thinking about it backwards, though. I feel like I do that with a lot of things, TBH. I will analyze the crap out of something and see, like, what way I lean, okay? And for anyone diagnosing me right now, yes, I am a Virgo. But, okay, but honestly, I think I've answered my own question. It's not that I don't want to go to the snow because of the traffic coming down. It's that I'm a control freak Virgo with no patience. I think that's kind of what it's coming down to. And the stars have read me once again. Astrology and the Milky Way, 1. Eddie, 0. And also needs to be hospitalized. Honestly, lately, though, the stars have been on fucking point. I don't know. I read my horoscope today, and I don't know if it's because the Grammys are up in the air and there's some voodoo witch magic in the environment right now, because Beyonce has been summoned to Taylor Swift, Megan Thee Stallion. But my fucking horoscope was on point earlier. And this comes after a weekend where I was just feeling like shit. Feeling like shit mentally, not like physically. And honestly, I don't know which one is worse. Like, feeling mentally drained or literally physically drained. I'm just glad right now it wasn't both. But yeah, this week I wasn't feeling it. I wanted to go out, but I think I wanted to go out just to kind of distract myself, because I just really wasn't feeling it. I was having like a mentally stressful weekend. It was one of those weekends where, like, you know, when you just don't feel like you're good enough for stuff. Well, was it that? I don't know. Let me talk it out with myself real quick. I think it was one of those weekends that, like, I felt like I had been too consistent with the flow of my life, that I wasn't giving myself the opportunity to explore other things. Sometimes I only, like, I'm so consistent that I only see red, 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 red. But sometimes you have to see blue to, like, even things out. That's what it is. I really wasn't helping my case. I wasn't helping myself by being balanced. I wasn't balancing things out in my life. See, there you go. That's what I'm trying to say. I wasn't balancing things out in my life, I feel. And and it got to the point where, like, on top of, like, being burned out by doing the podcast a little bit, and I think just in life, I think it all just came crashing down at once, and I felt it hard this week, you know? And for me, I think, like, the reason why I felt, the main thing that I can point out is I'm the kind of person that, like, right now, I'm at this point in my life where, and I mentioned it before on the podcast, you know, I'm just working on myself as a person, you know, and not so much around everyone around me. I'm working on, I mean, as corny as it sounds or cliche as it sounds, I'm working on being the best version of myself. Because if I work on being the best version of myself, that means I can be the best version of, you know, of myself to help, you know, those around me. I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, I was so codependent on friendship for so many years that I completely lost myself in that friendship, you know? And coming to the realization that I didn't love myself or that I was so codependent, kind of cleared up the path and helped me where I'm at today. And honestly, I've grown so much just, I mean, just in the last, you know, 6 months, but overall in the last couple of years. And it's just crazy to me that I got lost. I lost so much of myself in one friendship to the point where, like, once that friendship is over, I really had no identity. Like, it felt like I had no identity. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I'm 27 and I was friends with this person for like years and, you know, starting, you know, straight out of high school and, you know, through my early 20s and, you know, whatever. And now in my mid to late 20s, it's so crazy to say that, you know, I'm barely like discovering myself. And I'm grateful for that because, I mean, some people, you know, don't even get that their whole lifetime, you know. Nonetheless, this early on, some people get it on so much later in life and it feels like you wasted so much more. And I'm just grateful that I'm going through it. I mean, it sounds weird, but yeah, it does sound, I'm grateful that I'm going through it now because it's taught me a lot about, it's taught me a lot of life lessons, but importantly, it's opened up a lot of, it's clarified a lot of things for me, you know. I don't know. It's been a journey for sure. But the reason why I bring it up is because this week, you know, or this weekend, I felt like, man, like, I know that for such a long time, I said that I didn't want to bring anybody else into my inner circle because I didn't want to start being codependent again, you know. So I kind of stayed away from, you know, building connections again with people. You know, I stopped doing that because I didn't want to get, I don't want to be in the same position I was again, you know. And even I have maybe like, you know, 10 or few or less the less than 10 people for sure in my inner circle that, like, you know, I feel like are, you know, really good, close friends, you know. And then I have, you know, like my other friends who are, you know, I'm not saying they're not my real friends. I'm just saying, you know, they're my friends. But you, everybody has that inner, you know, those people who are really, really close to them that you feel super comfortable with. And then, you know, there's everybody else. And for me, a lot of my inner circle doesn't even live near me, you know. Like, for example, you know, someone like Dana, you know, she doesn't live in, you know, in Arizona, you know. Like my other best friend, you know, she doesn't live in Phoenix. She lives about 2 hours away. So, you know, a lot of my, you know, really close friends, they're not within an arm's reach, you know. They're not, which, I mean, I don't mind, it's fine, it's not even that, but, like, when you, you know, it's just, it makes it hard when you're, like, going, when you're feeling a certain way, like, the, how I felt this weekend, and you don't have somebody to be there for you right away, you know. And, you know, it kind of, this weekend, but that kind of helped me realize that maybe I shouldn't be too, I'm not saying that I'm pushing people away. I'm not. I'm always down to be friends with you. But in the meantime, I'm not taking any new people in my inner circle, you know. And I, but maybe I feel like it's, maybe it's time to stop being so protective and start making those connections again. And just doing it much more careful, you know, or just doing it in general, you know, with with a better guard up this time, I guess, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's basically, you know, where my brain was at this weekend. And I don't know. I guess I just want to be a little more open with you guys about those things, because honestly, I've never shared that on the podcast. And it's one of those things that, like, I never felt comfortable sharing in general. I mean, if you're like one of my really closest friends, then, you know the whole story. And eventually, I can let you guys in on a little bit more. But that's basically just, how I was feeling this weekend. And honestly, I mean, I know that we're talking a lot about the STEMI because, I mean, who doesn't like free money? But I actually don't know. So for all of you guys, I'm not sure if you know how new you are here on the podcast. For anyone new that's listening, we like to play this game called What Was Your Last Transaction in Your Bank Account? And was it worth it? And would you put it down, flip it, and reverse it? Okay, so basically, if you guys want to play along, you can go to our Instagram page and just anywhere on any post, check in, let us know what was your last transaction in your bank account. Because the reason I play this game is because I feel like we're all enrolled in like auto pay in something, whether it's a subscription or something, and we just have no idea. And I just want to know. I'm kind of just busy, I want to go through your bank statements. Was it worth it? And will you put it down, flip it, and reverse it? I'm going to play. And my last transaction, I know exactly what it was because I just came from there. It was Dutch Bros. And for anyone who is not from Arizona or the West Coast in America, Dutch Bros is basically a hipster Starbucks. Okay, it's a Dunkin' Donuts. It's a coffee chain out here in the West. In the West Coast. And today I went on Instagram and I asked the friends. I was like, I'm a Dutch Bros, tea or coffee? And shout out Tia Coffee from Drag Race. I asked tea or coffee, and somebody was like, get a Rebel. And a Rebel is basically an energy drink. They mix it in with, they blend it with other shit. I'm not sure. I'm not a barista anymore. But I got it. So someone recommended a blended Rebel, and I'm like, am I really trying to get an energy drink mixed with more sugar, mixed with ice at 9 p.m. on a Sunday? And then I thought to myself, there's people out there doing worse right now. Fuck it. Why not? And, I got a Rebel. I got a mango Rebel that my friend recommended. And shout out J-Lo. Oh, shit. That's her name, by the way. Her actual name is J-Lo. And it wasn't bad. So I liked it. However, I was trying to think about it earlier. I was like, is this good or is it just made good? But then I thought about it. Well, if it's made good, that means that it's good. I think it's good because I had low expectations for it. Low key, I thought it was just going to be a bunch of like mango syrup and a fucking energy drink and ice mixed together. And honestly, that's probably what it is. But I thought it was going to stay like super sweet and just, just kind of over the top. Maybe we lucked out, but this was actually pretty good. I'm not sure if I'm going to finish it all. But as a backup, just in case I didn't like it, I got a hot coffee. They call it the Annihilator, and it feels like they're generic. I think the Annihilators are like their like basic coffee, the normal coffee, I guess. However, this is not what I actually wanted. I wanted a caramelizer, but I don't know why my dumbass forgot to get a caramelizer. I don't know why. It happens every time. I've been getting a caramelizer at Dutch Bros for the last 3 years straight versus 3 years gay. And I don't know why it just came out of my mouth, like, to get an Annihilator. And I know it might be getting a little boring at this point in the podcast, but I just wanted to share my Dutch Bros. Well, I guess because we're playing the game. So that was my last transaction. Would I put it Was it worth it? And yes. Would I put it down, flip it, and reverse it? No. So I would only get the Rebel again if it was like literally in the middle of July, 179 degrees outside, and air fryer is on full blast. I don't get the Annihilator anymore. I actually got the wrong coffee, so I would not put it down, flip it, and reverse. It was still worth it. I mean, there's still good drinks, but I would not do this again. Mostly because one of them is time and place, and the other one was just a wrong order. So, yeah. But it, like I said, if you guys want to play along, go to our Instagram at My Cruncher Podcast, and just anywhere on any post, let us know. Trust me, we will know what you mean when we're getting random transactions on posts. So that was that. All right, guys. Well, before we go, I just want to mention one quick thing. I forgot Sharon Osbourne was British. I think it's because she's been in the U.S. for so long. Like, her British accent is only, like, 10% there at this point. But I saw, a clip on Twitter, a video on Twitter, you know, of her speaking. And then I, for a second, was listening to what she was saying. And then I remembered, wait, aren't you British? Aren't you from across the pond? Like, my brain just did not register an accent, you know? Like, she's a full American woman. She's an American woman. Is she, though? I am not about to get into Sharon Osbourne's immigration status today. But back in the day, though, her accent was thick. It was like Peter Griffin thick. Like, Ozzy, however, you still can't understand a fucking thing that he's saying. Like, I don't think I've ever understood a thing Ozzy Osbourne said. Besides his music, it's so crazy because in songs, he sounds like super clear. Like, he is pronunciating. But when you speak with him, he sounds like a fucking muffler, like a car muffler. A little part of me wants to dive into like more of the Osbournes. I don't know why I find them a little interesting, but maybe I'm behind because in the early 2000s, they were huge. Like, they had their own reality show. Like, you know, they were like that kind of, you know, reality TV family. But besides Ozzy eating a bat, I feel like there's a couple more interesting things to them that maybe we should all know about. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little bit more of a deep dive, but don't count on it. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week. Like always, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, share and review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify. Share us. Let me borrow your Instagram stories for 24 hours. Okay, support the show, share the podcast. Please let us know, you know, if there's any topics or anything you guys want me to cover or talk about. And yeah, that's it for this week. And if you want to go support us on anchor.com, it's not anchor.com, anchor.fm, you can go on there as well. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening this week. We will see you again next week. Everyone have a good weekend. Bye.